Dairy Festival Board President Pam Black and Vice President Missy Cadell dropped by KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay on Friday morning. They discussed events coming up tonight and beyond, and Pam Black speaks first.
Tonight is the first night that we've actually had our 5K run in the evening. It's usually in the morning. And so we have over 200 runners that are taking off from Shannon Oaks.
Okay.
The band start at Shannon Oaks at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And then the flights will be at 6. And then we'll glow about 8 o'clock in the race in between. So we're really excited about that. Holly Fain has done an excellent job.
She has. I hear over 200 runners have pre-registered.
She does. Mm-hmm. So We're really excited.
You can just come out there, and if you decide to get out there this evening or if events allow you to, you can run then.
Yes, just come to the sign-up tent
or
and find Holly.
Walk.
Mm-hmm. Or you can walk or take your children in strollers or however.
You could alternate trotting with walking.
Yes.
You could then just cheer on those that come in.
That's right. And then finish up by watching the balloon glow and listening to the band. Can't get much better than that.
It's a great family time.
It is a great family time, and we appreciate all of our sponsors and the community that support us.
Well, there's plenty to do during Dairy Festival Week. So big, it takes two weekends.
It does.
And not a lot of festivals can say that in a town our size.
I know. We have a lot of beautiful and talented contestants, and we're really excited about the second week because we get to really focus on them and and watch them grow. And
we have a half dozen young ladies.
We do.
Okay. And now they will be able to say in future years that they have Dairy Festival in their background.
Yes,
maybe
ma'am.
Their moms or even grandmother, you think, could have been
Could
involved.
Have been, yes. And just the experiences that they have from Dairy Festival and all the events and stuff, you know, provides memories down the road for them for a long time.
It is fun. It's fun.
That's a good weekend.
From any of the girls, past and present, that's something they all communicate, is how fun it was. Win, lose, draw, however they do, if they do really well or if, you know, they had fun. And that's what we want.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Well, one of the young ladies that is coming back is an anniversary queen, Alina Tatum.
Yes.
Now, of course, she was a singer and entertainer before she was Dairy Festival queen. As a child, she was a child singer. But I still feel, and she would probably tell you today, that the poise and confidence that she gained from her year as queen has assisted her life now in the Nashville area.
Yes.
With her music.
Alina was an excellent queen. Actually, I've been on the board long enough that this is, the mother was in Dairy Festival, and now her daughter's in Dairy Festival. So
Okay. It's
kind of fun to have watched the second generations and come along and
absolutely
be a part.
KSST News.